Theo Eliezer and Micah Learned of Mama Tried Magazine are taking print media to a new level. Mama Tried Magazine is an interdisciplinary art project that you can literally hold in your hands, and it asks its readers to question, to experiment, to push their minds, and even to laugh at the world around us. We're joined today at WWNO with co-creators and curators of Mama Tried, Theo Eliezer and Micah Learned. Let's give our listeners some background just in case. So talk about how Mama Tried came to be.
Mama Tried started in mid 2011. I was laying on my couch one day and I started talking with Theo about it. And so Theo just asked me kind of one question after another, like, what do you want it to be? What is it modeled off of? What's the cover font going to be? And through that, we started searching really deeply through magazines to figure out what was an influence on this.
Yeah. And so at a certain point in working on it, we realized that we are also really inspired by Mad Magazine and by the way that media can be extremely manipulative, but also humorous. And we were like, what is the best thing about Adbusters? And what is really depressing? And what is the best thing about Mad? And what is like really disappointing? And we took the like things that we really loved about magazines and graphic novels and comics and created kind of a Frankenstein publication that is advertising free, because we wanted to use that content space to tell jokes and be manipulative and put in subversive additional content. And we are playing with this idea that content can really influence the way we think. And we've kind of been conditioned by media, now with the internet, but previously by print. Print was so powerful up until our, you know, childhoods in the 90s. It was so powerful. And we wanted to play with what the power of print was and how that parallels the power of the internet now.
Well, let's talk about the new issue that's coming out. So you've already published two. So tell us about what you did differently in this one, or what you've learned in the past that you've applied to this new issue that's coming out.
So speaking of taking it far, we have gone so deep in the past year. The idea now is that the magazine has become sentient, and she is aware of her mortality as a print object. Because she is grappling with this sense of impending death and obsolescence, she has come up with a solution, which is to turn herself into a cyborg. Her cyborgian identity will be mainly represented through an augmented reality application that people will be able to download for free on their smartphones, but it will also take shape on the pages in the form of internet aesthetic content and themes of Uncanny Valley and body horror and things that are coming from within her subconscious as a newly sentient media form.
That's the best form of anthropomorphication I've ever heard.
Thank you.
That's amazing. Okay, so let's talk about what kind of support you're always looking for.
As artists, we are always looking for people to engage with the work and to join the conversation with us, whether that's reading the magazine and reaching out to us directly, or online, or joining us on social media and just giving us feedback. It's so gratifying to know that people are reading it and being influenced by it and touched by it in some way, whether they love it or find it like really too off the wall for them. We are constantly looking for that. And now we're beginning the pre-sale for issue 3, which is very exciting and exhilarating and scary, because we fund the magazine through pre-sales. So we're basically banking on people's desire for it.
Well, this is great for you guys coming in. Thank you so much for coming and talk to us about Mama Tried Magazine.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was fun.
The official launch for the Mama Tried Issue 3 presale is on June 19th, and you can look for the next publication coming this fall. To learn more about Mama Tried, you can check out their webpage at mamatriedmagazine.com and follow them on Instagram and Facebook. So for WWNO and Nola V, this is Kelly Crawford,
Theo Eliezer,
and Micah Learned.
On a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one can change my mind but Mama Tried.